Wow, what a whirlwind of a start to the new year. In just the first week, our Prime Minister has announced he will resign, our Premier was sideswiped on the highway, and President-elect Donald Trump is once again stirring the pot. This time by calling for Canada to become the 51st state. If this is how 2025 is kicking off, we're definitely in for a wild ride. But let's turn our focus to the local political scene. We're now more than halfway through this term of council, with elections looming next year. I think it's safe to say we will see some shake-up in our leadership. After a series of controversies, it's hard to see how our current mayor holds onto his seat. From his mishandling of the library strike to the eyebrow-raising salary hikes for himself, both regionally and locally, and breaking his promise of using his strong mayor powers, the writing appears to be on the wall. What truly stunned me, though, was Simcoe County Council's decision to give themselves a 165% raise in late 2024. Even Premier Doug Ford called out the group for such a ridiculous action in this state of economy. This tone-deaf decision prompted backlash from several municipalities, including Innisfil and Springwater, which called for the county to repeal the wage increase. Locally, Bradford West Gwillimbury Council took action at its December 3 meeting. Coun. Nick Harper introduced a motion opposing the raise, which was passed. You can catch the discussion at the 54-minute mark in the meeting recording. While I recognize periodic wage adjustments might be necessary, this kind of increase, without any reduction in County Council's bloated size of 32 members, including our mayor and deputy mayor, is unwarranted. Hopefully, more municipalities will follow suit and push for responsible action. As we navigate this period of growth and change in our community, it's critical our town council stays focused on what matters most, maintaining services and amenities for residents while keeping taxes as low as possible. In the November budget talks, Coun. Sheraldine Duhaney made an excellent point, saying, "We need more boots on the ground and less bums on seats." I couldn't agree more. It's time to prioritize actionable solutions and invest in services that directly impact residents, rather than padding administrative roles. Yes, we're in a transition and growing period, and the ongoing construction, whether it's the new town hall, celebration square, or roadwork, may test our patience. But, hopefully, these investments will pay off in the long run, leaving us with a stronger and more vibrant community. For now, let's keep a close eye on our leaders and demand accountability. With elections just around the corner, 2025 could very well be a defining year for Bradford West Gwillimbury. Natasha Philpott is a Barbie-loving, cat-obsessed writer who lives in Bradford with her husband and two boys. Follow her on Instagram here, @TashaPhilly.